Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope that you are having a fabulous day, and warm welcome to today's live recording of the Rachel Varga podcast. I have one of my dear colleagues joining us today. We have Casper Schultz here, and we are going to talk all about skin peptides, the future of health, and radiance enhancement, because we have some pretty sweet technology at our fingertips. We are just seeing an expansion in rejuvenation and technologies coming forth to enhance things like our skin, like our human biofield, our body, mind, spirit, energy. We are really more connected now than we ever have been. Let me tell you a little bit about Casper. He was born in Manhattan, New York. From an early age, he was exposed to a lifestyle of healthy diet, exercise, and a holistic and spiritual mentality. His father, a pioneer in integrative medicine, and mother, a psychologist, immigrated here with his older brother from Poland in the 70s. He was fortunate enough to travel the world from a young age and accompany his parents to many various medical events. And Casper has been on the show before, so I highly recommend that you check out our other interview after this live call here and learn a little bit more about his travel experiences with his father as a doctor, because it was very transformative in his life. So Casper attended Boston University School of Management, where he received degrees in marketing and finance. He then worked as a financial analyst before starting the venture now known as Innovative Medicine at the age of 22. What a visionary at such a young age. Casper is currently the president and co-founder of Innovative Medicine, a company dedicated to transforming healthcare through an advanced and truly comprehensive form of personalized integrative medicine. His work in medicine has garnered the attention of top medical minds across six continents, including Nobel laureates, top CEOs, Hollywood royalty, and best-selling authors. In addition, he oversees the New York Center for Innovative Medicine, a renowned medical center that attracts patients from all over the world. Looking ahead, Casper is aiming to make a larger impact and share what he has learned with some of the brightest medical minds in various fields in order to help people preserve our greatest treasure, our health. This includes creating more advanced health products. Natovim, the first product launched by Innovative Medicine, hit the market in 2018 after years of R&D. And I do actually take the supplement myself, and I've quite enjoyed the results from it. So check it out. Expanding the medical clinic sector of his business and launching new initiatives to empower and educate the public. Welcome, Casper Schultz. It is such a treat to have you back on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great. I was really looking forward to this conversation with you because I feel like we connect. We have a little bit of alchemy, and we're, you know, on the similar wavelengths, and we always have fun conversations.
I love that world. We do have an alchemical type of dialogue when we talk. It all transmutes to something higher, which is why I love connecting with you as well.
Absolutely. So let's just dive right into it. Like, what the heck is peptide therapy for the body, for the skin? And the first question I want to ask you is, why are anti-aging and medical treatments more similar where we think? And what's the overlap? What have you seen in your practice?
I think what it comes down to is you have to understand it's all about healing and optimization of health. And that's really like anti-aging isn't any separate kind of approach. You're looking at maybe a separate outcome somewhat, but really you're not. If you could optimize your health, you could look your best also. And if you're in a disease state, what are you trying to do? You're trying to optimize your health through medicine. So we've never taken a different look at it as, hey, our anti-aging sector is completely separate from our medical sector. We're utilizing a lot of the same therapies, light therapies, different types of detoxification therapies, even intravenous, because you got to see it as what it all starts inside your body. And so you have to optimize everything going on inside your body so it comes through through the outside, through the skin, and you look better. So this idea of anti-aging being so vastly different than medicine to me is a misnomer. And we really do need to move in that direction of bridging this gap and being able to say what your medical procedures and everything we do in medicine is really going to optimize your health, which is going to optimize your skin, which is anti-aging. And I think that's where we need to redefine both medicine and anti-aging to make it a little bit more similar, that it really is about preserving and optimizing your mind, body, and spirit, which will, of course, make you feel better, make you look better, and just give you that rejuvenated look all over. So when we see a lot of patients that come to us and are sick, they don't look as good, of course. They you could say they would require some anti-aging treatments. As they go through the plan we give them and their medical treatments, they start to look different. They start to look better. They start to regenerate on all sides of it. So I have to say that I think we like to really separate it and throw it in two different things, as we like to separate even medicine from psychology, as we like to separate medicine as a whole even. We have so many specialties right now in medicine that you jump from one doctor to the other, and they all look at one piece of your body and then say, oh, there's nothing wrong here. And then you look at the other, it's all interrelated. And I think when you look at anti-aging and medicine, that is incredibly interrelated too. So we can start to bridge that gap, bring it together, apply medical treatments for anti-aging and anti-aging treatments for medicine.
100%. And for all of you tuning in here, please light up the comment section. We are taking live questions on today's call, which is very exciting. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, just in conjunction to this question, is what is the Bro Glow? How can we get this? Because when I see you, I see it in you. And I love identifying this in men that I work with. I just wrapped up a lovely consultation with a gentleman from Europe. And there's a lot of men that they have like that je ne sais quoi. They just look amazing. Their skin is glassy, free of inflammation. They got the Bro Glow. And I freaking love seeing the Bro Glow on men. So what's your secret, Casper? What's your secret for the Bro Glow?
I don't think this is a secret. Listen, I've been blessed to have grown up and lived in a really healthy environment. That's kind of the first piece, that if you're healthy, again, you should have a glow to you. You should have an aura about you. And I've lived this my whole life. So it's not something that just happens overnight in a sense. Of course, taking care of yourself, being properly hydrated, eating well, always reflects on the outside. But I will say there are three things that I have been fortunate enough to apply through the medical center I work at and run and through the people I've met. Number one is that idea of detoxification. I'm not going to sit here and say I never put a toxin in my body, because right now breathing in, I'm going to take in some toxins, and EMFs are toxins. We're talking around all these things. So, I do proper detoxification. You know, at least twice a year, spring and fall, I will do a detox regimen that can include European biological medicines to help the organs of elimination get things out, maybe detox, intermittent fasting, or fasting itself, and just, consuming high quality water. Number two is energy balancing. That's something people don't realize. And I've heard so many people recently kind of, oh, what is that? And it's, acupuncture is a type of energy balancing, but we all have energy. And if our energies are not aligned, and anything can throw it off, from toxicity, infections, and deficiencies to our environment around us not being really optimized. If our energy is not off, our cells are not regenerating properly. And that's going to start to reflect in the skin, because skin is just about regeneration. You're shedding all these skin cells every time, right? And it's just regeneration, regeneration. And if they are not doing that in the proper function, in the proper way, it's going to start to show. And whatever you're seeing on here is also happening inside, and vice versa, as above, so below sort of statement. And then finally, I do think it is the idea of course, what you are eating. And I think your microbiome, your skin microbiome, as well as your gut microbiome, are really, really essential. So you want to take care of that, because that's really going to reflect in the skin itself. And the two are so interrelated. What's going on in the gut is going on in the skin as well. And, you know, and then it's being able to deal with the stresses of life. So I think always meditation, all these pieces are wonderful. So it's a holistic, you know, take on it. I think if you live healthy and again, I think part of that glow is passion. For me, it's just being able to smile at what I do. And if, you know, I was filling out a survey for some questionnaire of an entrepreneurship that I was sent. And it's like, all right, what's kept you in this? What's, you know, and it's like, well, passion has kept me in it. And passion is so uplifting to the spirit, and spirit is part of your health. So don't separate everything. I love when people like, oh, what, you know, IVs are you taking? What supplements are you taking? It's like, I could take all the IVs and supplements. If I were depressed because I didn't like my job, if I weren't really respecting my energy levels somewhat, if I was overworked, it wouldn't matter what I did there. So I think it's always the bro glow, as you say, I love that, is always a holistic viewpoint. And it is, I think, a reflection of where you are. It's not that I don't, you know, always have this glow. There are days where I sleep less and I just look more pale. And that's a funny thing, because I'm Eastern European and people are like, my God, were you out in the sun all day? Like, you have a beautiful tan. It's like, I'm really not. I go outside, don't get me wrong. And I love my 15 minutes to get that vitamin D synthesis each day, even in the winter. But I live in New York. You know, I don't always travel to the beach all the time, yet somehow I do maintain a little bit of a tan. And I do think it's just through all the proactive steps that come together in a holistic manner to show through the skin.
I will absolutely echo all of the things you just dropped there in, you know, my work with clients over the last 10 and a half years, when people would come and see me either in person or online. You can kind of just tell when someone has that radiance, and it absolutely is, you know, investigation in conversation with these individuals that are my most vibrant, radiant clients is, yeah, they have an awareness around how to detoxify their body. They have an awareness around energy balancing and looking after their energy and spiritual health, and also nutrition. Because anytime you have diffuse redness on the skin, irritation to your eyelids, you know, irritation, redness on your body, your scalp, we do want to maybe sometimes do some investigative work on the health of your gut microbiome, your skin microbiome, your nasal microbiome, almost like anywhere where there's a biofluid, there's a microbiome. And we can't forget about that. So 100% I'll echo everything that you said. And I actually, you know, I practice what I preach. I have my hypo air. It's unplugged right now because we're recording, but that's straight up technology from NASA. I have one in my office, my bedroom, also my cooking space. So when I'm cooking, I'm not breathing in all those toxic VOCs, because yes, most homes have mold. Mm-hmm. And having an air purifier is really key. Energy balancing, I got the Soma Vedic behind me. I use many different methods for grounding. Tomorrow I'm having my off-grid day. Maybe I'll see another bear. That was really exciting. I've seen two bears in the span of 30 days. That's how I ground myself. And certainly there's measurable improvements via the readiness score on my Oura Ring. Like, these metrics don't lie. We can actually test how effective things can be for us, and also nutrition. So, you know, if you have a greenhouse, or you can do a raised garden bed, or even just a balcony where you can plant some greens, at least have some fresh herbs going, that's a great start, so that you're getting access to those live enzymes. It's like, the more alive our food is, the more chi that's in the food and life force, like 100%, that's going to correlate to us as well. But it's really, yeah, just echoing what you're saying, it's body, mind, spirit, energy optimization. And I'm just so excited when I see guys with this. So I tip my hat to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Why are energy and balanced biofields so important for anti-aging?
I think it goes back to what I was stating before in this idea of regeneration, this idea of we're constantly, trillions of cells are dying off and being kind of reborn in a sense, and we're generating that. And that's the building blocks in some way of who we are and how we age. And that mitochondrial, you know, theory of aging even is incredibly important. And without proper information, so, you know, one of the things I've realized, that people have a hard idea even understanding what energy is, because to most it's like, all right, you mean drink a 5-hour energy and I'll have energy. And that's like ATP energy and not the good kind there. I never recommend that. I think that's a poison to us in a sense. But It is about, you know, you can look at energy in that 5 ATP sort of way, mitochondrial energy and everything. And then you could look at energy as the way Einstein looked at it. Everything is energy. And we are energy packets, basically, at the smallest molecular level. And that's where, you know, we talk about energy. We like to visualize everything we see. But if we, you know, could see in different parameters beyond visible colors, we would see a whole host of things going on here right now, right? In the infrared ways and the different, you know, higher wavelengths. And so that's also fields of energy and waves. And we are that too. We actually give off certain energy, and biophotons and George Lakofsky's work prove that, that we are emitting some light, or even right now we're glowing basically. But if you look at that, it's really information as well that dictates that energy. It is a form of energy. It's of information itself. So I interchange the word energy and information. And information is also the guiding piece, the instruction booklet to how your cells will regenerate, replace, and how your organs will function, and how every single chemical reaction, the trillions that happen every second in our body, will trigger without us having to think about it. You're breathing right now. So many things are happening in your body. It's remarkable. I think I posted on it yesterday. There are more chemical reactions happening this second in your body than all the stars in our galaxy. And the star, like, that's just mind-blowing in each person's body, right? So you have so many things going on. And what dictates and organizes all that is information, which is energy. If that information or energy is off, if that is, if you're missing a piece of information there, the cells will not replicate, will not do what they need to do. And where does that show normally? That normally shows in these things that we say it's sped up aging. It's basically, you know, this cell had this long and it was going to do, but now with the wrong information had this long, and you start to age quicker and quicker. You start, and again, I don't, you know, dismiss or break up that idea of aging and disease. As you age, you invite disease in a sense if you're not aging properly. So that's why you see a lot of people younger and younger having chronic disease as well, that you are completely related. So if you can't address that basic energetic side of things, the informational side of things, you're only going to be doing what we've been doing in conventional medicine, which is putting Band-Aids on a problem. And you could do as many injections into the face of Botox, many surgeries, but guess what? If you're not addressing it as energetic and informational starting point, that doesn't matter. You know, there's only so much you could do, and then you're going to start to look very strange when you do too much of it, and you're still aging, right? So I think we always, you know, we like to go for the quick fixes. We like to see things right away. But when you look at it on this energy side, E equals MC squared, like go read stuff from Einstein, Schrodinger, like all of them, and see how they geeked out, because they realized if they understand things in energy, they understand the universe, nature, every, you know, every big mystery in the world can be solved by looking at things in energy. And yet medicine and anti-aging and this science of in clinical application has really dismissed that. And we've been stuck in sort of this Newtonian kind of mechanistic viewpoint of do this, this will be the outcome, look at this, move this around. You know, we are much deeper than that as humans, and I don't think we could separate that. And so I really believe that if you address things on that really subtle energetic side in the biofields and adjust the information coming into the body and what it's doing, you can age wonderfully and beautifully, and you could reverse even aging in a sense, or, you know, the speed of what you were aging, and then start to provide the right information, and boom, everything just starts to flow better. Your energy is flowing. It has the information to do that. And you just all around on all levels, mind, body, spirit, aging, health, optimization, well-being, thinking, all of that improves drastically.
I love how you kind of interweave everything together. I feel like you have a very European perspective. So when we're talking about European med spas, there are these amazing facilities you show up to for like essentially a week, and they would have different things in the facilities that would be to optimize the coherent field of that facility. Like I have the SomaMatic behind me. That's one option. You have the biocharger. There's all of these other things that we can do to optimize our energy, because things like Schumann resonance, the earth is actually giving off electromagnetic frequencies and energy. And we're also getting energies that we're exposed to from, you know, outside of the earth that's more celestial, but still, you know, highly scientific. And when you can get a little bit more nerdy about the energetics around human optimization and radiance and allowing your cells to function simply in the way that they want to function, we are exposed to so many things that interfere with that. And if you're thinking, what is the biofield? Maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it. I actually have a machine right here that I can actually put my little fingertips into, and it actually measures the amount of corona photona discharge off of my fingertips that gets extrapolated onto a computer program. And I get a readout of actually how many joules my body is giving off, and a few other energetic metrics as well. So that type of technology really helped me to kind of conceptualize and put what was in my mind actually into some quantifiable data. So this stuff isn't really woo. It's been around, these concepts have been around a very long time. And now we have technologies to actually allow clinicians to do something with it, which is pretty cool. And there is no disconnect with our body's mechanisms and with what's happening in the world around us. Can you expand on the topic of Schumann resonance? Is that in your wheelhouse? Are you comfortable talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. And again, I you know, to kind of go off what you were just stating there, that I think we do have a little bit in the last like century or so of an arrogance to look back on certain civilizations and say, wow, they're kind of, you know, so uncivilized, and they didn't have to, and they didn't use iPhones, so we're so much better. When in reality is they had such a better understanding of nature, and we have to turn to those civilizations and look at what they were able to accomplish, even ancient Egypt, you know, in traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurveda. These are wonderful, wonderful applications, and they had so much to give. And I think the problem was, at the time, the wording was different. So when you hear about qi, yin yang, when you hear about all these, you start to say, ah, what's that? You could literally put that into quantum physics now and prove it scientifically that what they were saying was accurate. They were just using different terminology. They had a different language, just like now. We've completely changed our language in the last 100 years, where slang now is in our dictionary, and you went back 100 years, they'd be like, what are these people saying? And so I think it's really, really you know, short-sighted to dismiss what we have accumulated in wisdom through thousands of years and not apply it to medicine and health. And I think that leads into something like understanding Schumann resonance and the idea that our earth is actually resonating at a specific frequency and vibration that actually helps us to regenerate. And one of the things I learned in speaking to certain experts is that when you cut that off, there's a lot of people that understand EMFs and radiation are not good for us. At the same time, the idea that some people have is to block all radiation, go into a Faraday cage, and live completely cut off from any radiation. So you're blocking the bad. But the problem with that is you're blocking the good. And we know this. When we sent astronauts out into space for the first time ever and left them there any period of time, they began to deteriorate. They began to atrophy. They would be told to work out, do things. They were given all nutrition. And they shouldn't have atrophied, but they did. Incredibly, they got back down and they just, you know, couldn't even hold them with their own weight up. And that wasn't because of the gravitational differences or anything. It's because they were missing the Schumann waves. And they actually had to build a Schumann resonator, and they put it up in the international space. They put it in everyone. So this isn't something like, you know, people think, oh yeah, grounding in the earth's frequencies, go hug a tree. Like, no, NASA is doing this, right? So that's pretty high tech, I would say. And that is the truth of it. I think a lot of times we don't understand we are on this. This earth helps us to survive. Without it, you know, that whole idea of, oh, we could go colonize other planets. I don't really know. You'd have to bring a pretty big generator with you for that, because we have, you know, basically become one in the same with this earth, because it gives us so much, not just the abundance of every single, you know, plant and vegetable and everything we eat and the animals that eat that, but literally the waves that flow through us every day. And then if you look at something like geopathic stress, you're looking at the opposite. There's always this level of polarity, right? Duality to everything. There's always a good and bad in everything. And that is the law of polarity that also applies to the waves that come from Earth. So you have Schumann waves, which are wonderful, but then you have these intersections, sometimes nodes and areas in the Earth itself that are harmful, that cut off the Schumann wave, that have underground, let's say, fault lines, or one underground rivers, or just, you know, pipelines and things like that, that can stop the Schumann waves. And actually, we've noticed that people that live in homes where there is no Schumann, when they have geopathic stress, have lots of problems. And those are the types that you see go from doctor to doctor to doctor and never get an answer until you say, have you checked for geopathic stress? Have you done anything with your environment? Have you, you know, do you feel better when you don't sleep there or anything? And you start to put together this, you know, these pieces of the puzzle that show you're missing those Schumann waves. You have geopathic stress that is negatively impacting you. And I think that's really, really interesting, because, you know, so many people now live, I have to say, California isn't the greatest place to live always. It's beautiful, but you have a huge fault line going through there. And so many patients that come from there are impacted by geopathic stress. And there are tons of books on this. There's tons of literature. Again, you could follow the Schumann waves. You could follow the electromagnetic fields of the Earth, how they shift and everything. But we can't just dismiss it all as not being one of the factors that can be either helping us to preserve health or causing disease. And I think, you know, that's something every doctor should be taught, and every practitioner and healthcare provider should be taught about these things in school. Unfortunately, most don't even know what Schumann resonance, geopathic stress, any of this is. And we bring it up to some patient and it just goes over the head, which I understand. It's not something regularly taught, but there's tons of science and data behind this.
In addition to that, there are some of us, like myself, who are highly sensitive to electromagnetics. And that's one of the reasons why every week I have an off-grid day, and I have a tool behind me that actually helps to mitigate geopathic stress. And from, you know, ley line, nodal points, I've even heard some of the practitioners that I've worked with and conversed with, that sometimes those nodal intersections can sometimes even be interstellar highways or interdimensional highways for other things. So if we're thinking spirituality for a hot second, it's important to make sure that you're not only bolstering your bodily health, but also your spiritual health and your spiritual protection. So that's going to look different for everybody. I'm very open here on the show what lineage I fall under. I have long lineage in my family of, you know, the Christ-like consciousness. That's really what I find my peace from and my joy from. And yeah, just to encourage you guys to think about that. And I live on a fault line too. Like, I'm in, you know, BC, Canada, just north of California. And so I feel you. And yeah, making sure that we have that grounding, even just contacting the earth, something as simple as that can be helpful. But what do you think about just looking up Schumann resonance on YouTube and playing that frequency through your speakers? I was doing that last night, actually, and I found it actually quite soothing. I actually even had my tuning fork going. I was accessing a few points on my body that my actually acupuncturist had done a few days before, including the base of the skull. If you go to the back of the skull, there's kind of an intersection, a little divot where kind of your neck and your skull meet. And that is a point. And when I actually rang my tuning fork, I'm going to put it on my table. It's going to be a little loud here. But when I had the YouTube Schumann resonance video going as well, and this, they matched up. They created almost like a coherence. So kind of like attracts like, we have an energetic impact on things around us. Can you explain kind of the mechanism of action of why this almost seemed to harmonize with the audio coming through the YouTube Schumann resonance?
Yeah, I mean, that is literally the definition of resonance. So a lot of what we do at our practice is actually what we look at as bioresonance. So you could actually do the same. If you have different types of tuning forks, let's call them that, because they have different devices that do this now, you can pick up on the vibrations of anything within the human body and see if it's there or not, whether that's, geopathic stress, even these all have different vibrations. And basically you're tuning it in. So I absolutely believe that you can apply the same frequencies through things like even Biocharger does it. They have that, you can listen to the frequencies themselves. There are things, audio color therapies and others that apply different frequencies, not just the audio, but the color frequency too, to impact your body. And that's color therapy, that's sound therapy. I will say though, nature does it best. Yes, those are wonderful applications to kind of help also, because you can't always get nature, right? And if you're lying in bed, you're not usually going to be on the ground on earth, and why not play that frequency to help? But you can't ever do it better than nature. Like, we try to, but we won't. It's not possible. There is a certain, again, alchemical type of transmutation of what you see in nature that just can't be outdone by anything that is man-made. So I do believe that there is a definite, positive thing to what you're talking about here in using these different frequencies. But if you have the option, just get into nature. It's free. It's, the best is combining both, sure, because you're not always just going to live in nature, and you should take proactive steps to try and introduce as much of those natural vibes and energies into that. However, I do have to say that just getting into nature, even for a little bit, I think that's one of the biggest things we've lost in humanity and society, is this disconnect with nature, and nature is healing. And it may sound so simplistic, but I feel like so many of our health problems would be solved if we just reconnected with nature a little bit more.
100%. And from sort of the mitochondrial perspective, if you're watching this on Facebook, YouTube, I just took my NatoVim. Thank you. And I have actually noticed just an improvement in, like, my cognitive function when I take it, which is great. But from the energetic perspective, if our ions are kind of out of their natural gradient and balance, so we're talking protons, we're talking electrons, and then our mitochondria aren't going to be functioning as optimally. So why don't you just share a little bit about one of the supplements that you've created, NatoVim, for optimizing our mitochondrial function, just for some of the nerds out there that are tuning in the comment section asking about, which micronutrients from nutrition are the most important and how your supplement can help people out.
Too. Yeah. If you were lucky enough to be a participant in what we talked about just earlier in the biohacking conference this weekend, you would have seen Dave Asprey talking a lot about NAD and really being this pivotal coenzyme that is the kind of starting point of so much of the energy that happens, and a lot of the functioning that happens within our body requires NAD, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. And so what we realized was NAD has long been used in intravenous infusions, and a lot of times it was used for drug rehab and people going through withdrawals. They had a huge deficiency because drugs, alcohol, prescription drugs all drain us of NAD molecules. And every single cell in the body, I remember talking to an expert, Richard Medier, who started the Springfield Wellness Center that uses NAD infusions on every single patient that goes through there, and they have their own protocol. And he said, listen, there is no other molecule aside maybe oxygen that is more important to the human body and survival than NAD. And yet we know oxygen, we breathe all the time, and it's so important, you can't live. But same with NAD. Same exact concept. And what we realized when we started applying NAD intravenous infusions into patients with all sorts of, disabilities and dysfunctions in the body, all of them improved in some way, shape, or form, at least energy-wise, clarity-wise, because your brain uses up 20% of energy, and adding NAD into it is basically like a reboot for it. So we said, all right, we're seeing wonderful effects with intravenous infusions. What can we do to combine this with other known coenzymes and things that'll impact the brain? Coenzyme Q10 and NAD, wonderful for chronic fatigue syndrome. They did a study out of Spain that showed that. And then using herbs like bacopa, cat's claw, and then going into the thiamine and glycine and all these things that synergistically work together to greatly enhance not just general cellular function, but brain function. And so when we combine these in very specific ratios too, because again, to me, producing a supplement is like making an amazing meal. You can't just throw chicken and then, you know, put something sugary on the side and say, hey, these are all good. Yeah, in their separate ways, but together they have to mix wonderfully. You can't just throw a bunch of salt and say, hey, you have more is better. No, sometimes it's a pinch of this. Any great chef will tell you. It's about the combination of what you put on the plate that matters. So when we made Nativeme, we really wanted to look at the synergy of what can go around this main NAD, ingredient. And what we came up with was Nativeme in the end. And basically, it is a supplement that is a comprehensive and synergistic nutraceutical that impacts the brain, provides NAD in an oral format, something people thought that really couldn't be done based on 1980s type studies that show it would be hydrolyzed in the stomach acid. But with the right ones and understanding new science of different mechanisms that get NAD, could break it down and combine it through the walls and be absorbed and bioavailable. And we started using this first for the whole first year only through doctors that were with neurological patients. And the doctors said, listen, I didn't change anything in the protocol. We had someone here with early onset dementia, vastly improved. We had someone with Parkinsonism. And they also, tremors, vastly improved, reduced. So it was like, okay, we're on to something. And we kept going from there. And we've been utilizing that supplement in a number of patients, but we also made it available to the public. And we have biohackers like Dave using it, people such as yourself using it, athletes using this, and seeing the improvement. Because again, when you can increase something that's as important as oxygen, and yet we are most of us are greatly deficient in it, then you're going to have great impact on the overall functioning of your body, everything from sleep to your energy, the circadian rhythms it helps to reset, and then having that clarity of mind. So many people think brain fog is just something that happens with age. That's not true. That could be NAD deficiency. It could be a lot of things. I'm not saying it's just that, but why not address that one piece that's really essential into giving the energy into every single cell so it could do what it needs to do, and you have that mental clarity and basically don't get mentally exhausted throughout the day, which so many of us go through. You have that loss of focus where you could actually get that back. And that's what we've heard from all these users. Thousands and thousands of users now have been coming to us say, hey, I don't need that second cup of coffee. I feel clear throughout the day. And they're starting to see really great results. So that's a nutrient and coenzyme that we really do, love looking at what we saw at the medical clinic. And I would say it's vitally important for health overall.
Yeah. And some of the other ways to boost your mental clarity, I actually cut out alcohol for 2.5 months. And just the other day, I did have a Guinness. Guinness is one
love
of my...
Guinness.
Oh, I swear I must have been
mother's milk. Yeah.
But it's really interesting. I actually feel just that little dip in mental clarity after just one cocktail. Another way that I like to boost my mental clarity is actually over this last week, I've been integrating cold plunges in the morning, and holy moly, does that make me sharp as anything? It's just crazy. Let's just switch gears a little bit and talk about the best peptides for the skin and body. And if you're like, what the heck is a peptide? So peptides have been used in medical grade skincare for decades. I am very familiar with things like argireline, Matrixyl 3000. There's other antioxidants that are incredible for the skin on the face and body, like vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, but it also depends. Like, for example, we may not want to use a product with vitamin E in someone who's acne prone because it could make their skin a little too oily. And integrating things like vitamin A could actually create some sensitivity at first, just getting used to the retinol. But a lot of the products I work with do have, you know, moisturizers with, you know, highly advanced and you know, research for decades, peptides. And I'm really interested in peptide therapy. I know that injectable peptides are very popular. So just share with us your insight into peptides.
Well, I don't know actually so much about peptide, meaning they are not even new kids on the block, but they got the popularity of the new kids on the block. And I've been to those. Yeah, I've been to those A4M that are completely about peptide, you know, conferences. And there is a lot of buzz to it. And I could say that absolutely the whole idea of introducing something that can be easily absorbed by the skin and utilized by the skin is something, of course, that's going to be advantageous. I think of it no different as how do we get, you know, more things bioavailable into the body through liposomal forms and other ways too. So peptides, in a sense, are this, I think, next evolution into getting the proper ingredients into the skin so that you do have a regenerative and healing process. And I think that's why I'm also, I'm bullish about peptides, I'm bullish about PRP, I'm bullish about microdermabrasion type techniques and ultrasound, anything with the right ingredients as well. If you just cause a reaction such as rolling over, that already will cause a healing reaction, you know, cause an increase in circulation as it heals. So people need to realize that. When you talk a lot about these healing processes, especially for the skin, there first needs to be a breakdown of the tissue a little bit for it to do. Then what you introduce, whether it be peptides, PRP, anything else, is just an accelerant and a catalyst to heal and then produce newer skin. So a lot of the times I equate this to when you go to the gym, you got to rip those muscles up if you want them to build. You got to actually tear them apart, then if you feed them good protein as well, that'll help them build better. Mm-hmm. So the same thing here, anytime you do, whether it's microdermabrasion, inject, anything like that, you're looking to cause a little bit of a disturb, but at the same time, a healing reaction. Then you add in the right ingredients to accelerate the healing and actually accelerate collagen production, just general healing to it and circulation. That is kind of the essence of what we're trying to do inside the body also, but on the outside for sure, that really causes the most pronounced anti-aging effects.
Yeah. One of the most common peptides in skincare has been copper peptide. And a lot of the products I work with, they have antioxidant peptides working synergistically. I have one right here that uses vitamin C and E and also peptides together in one product. So it's not just about, oh, I'm going to buy a copper peptide online. It's like, no, you can actually, through me, get access to some pretty incredible medical grade, research backed products that are synergistically mixing hydrators, antioxidants, and peptides to counteract things like environmental pollution and the aging process and help to speed up your cell turnover. It's basically like just giving your skin nutrients for the skin, like your NAD supplement for the body. So we're going to wrap things up here. We had quite a bit of interaction come through the questions, which is great. And Mortiz has a question about taking NAD. He's a competitor himself. Assume there wouldn't be any problems with doping, things like that. Well, just so you know, this isn't medical advice. This is educational information only. But I did see Casper shake his head there. And don't worry, Mortiz, I'm going to link up in the show notes how you can access this NAD supplement as well.
And yeah, let me jump in there for a second. Perfect. Because we've actually had NHL players and others that have very stringent doping restrictions, and they ran it by their coaches and board members and everything in the anti-doping regulation and the agencies there, and they've been taking it and seeing great. So we've had professional soccer players, professional NHL players in hockey. So yeah, there's nothing in there, meaning you have NAD and nicotinamide riboside as well, which is a precursor readily available, and even foods can help raise those levels. So there's nothing there that is at all restrictive or would show up to be negative in doping agencies.
That was excellent. Thank you so much for chiming in there. So this is great. When you just have a rock star on the show, questions come through, you're going to have answers. This is what I love about you. So when we're kind of thinking about like the future of health, the future of radiance, the future of anti-aging, I feel like you and I are on a very similar wavelength and resonance, no pun intended. But there are, you know, holistic therapies. Maybe we should save this for another show about some holistic therapies that are replacing surgical interventions and chemicals and all sorts of things. I just want to be respectful of your time here. So do you want to answer this now? Or
why don't we do like a short one? It'll be a preview maybe to another episode, because you could spend so much time on this. Listen, I think the problem with a lot of what is going on anti-aging right now, from the mainstream at least, is that we feel that there are only so many options. There is Botox, there's chemical fillers, there's surgery, of course, and facelifts. And then there are just, you know, some creams and things like that, when there is a plethora of options out there, from light therapies, ultrasound, you know, laser therapies, even PEMF could be used for it, that all can be applied and you could get great results. So I don't think it's this idea of like, oh man, I got to go under the knife or do something that's very pharmaceutical and may have some side effects and use chemicals, or I just use a natural cream from OTC that I saw like a commercial on, you know, the TV about. It's like you're looking at two, you know, ends of it, and there's so much in the middle that we have to address. And I do think you got to look for those, and even using, you know, natural type face masks and going in and getting some kind of, you know, massages that stimulate lymphatic drainage in the face, and use colors while doing that, and use essential oils to bring things out. Like, there's an array. And you could keep going on. And, you know, I've seen new lasers have new applications and go deeper into the skin and could go very precise where you need it to go to stimulate the most collagen so that you look wonderful, you know, for that upcoming wedding or big event you have. And you didn't use Botox or go under the knife or anything like that and spend a lot of money doing it. So I do think that knowing that these things are out there, we don't have to go into every single one, because there really are a lot of them. And I think each one needs to be addressed a little specifically and kind of what the benefits are, what they were doing. And that's not even my forte to go into every single one. It's just to understand what is out there, what we offer, what people like yourself offer. And there are so many solutions. And that's the beautiful thing. Once you start to see, the world opens up a little bit more. You don't get cornered into going under the knife at a young age, you know, which is always a little bit risky. I have to say, if that's your choice after seeing, fine, that's great. But at the same time, I would say there are wonderful things that could help you heal afterwards too. Light therapies, certain things you could put on it that you may not be getting just from going to a plastic surgeon. So I always say, seek out the help of someone such as yourself, because bringing that awareness into someone's mindset, suddenly that opens them up and empowers them to make the right choice for them. And it's not one, two, A, B, or C, pick your choice. And you're like, none of them resonate with me. When you suddenly see there is a big toolkit out there and there are professionals to guide you into what is what, that's when you're really empowered. And that's when you can take things into your own control and make the best decision for you.
Love that. And when you're kind of thinking about all this stuff, it's like, oh, what's right for me? Well, it's hard for you to know what could be right for you, because there's just so many options. It's just complete overwhelm sometimes. So that's why working with myself or yourself, Casper, and your team at your facility, we kind of help keep our clients on the straight and narrow. We do the research for you, over a decade of research on both of our ends. So Casper, where can people work with you? Where is your clinic? What's your website? Tell us about your podcast. Tell us about all the beautiful offerings that you have.
Yeah, there's a lot actually there when you put it like that. But innovativemedicine.com, right? That's where it kind of all starts. We're undergoing a rebrand and bringing everything together, because we have a clinic outside of New York City in Huntington, Long Island, called a New York Center for Innovative Medicine, or NYCIM. You could also go to nycim.com to learn about that, where we do a lot of medical treatments, over 100 different treatments here, as well as anti-aging, all sorts, from ranging the whole prism from really physical conventional type ones to really out there technology, spiritual, everything. We match it up to you, personalize, address all root causes. And then I have a podcast, Your Health, Your Story. You can find that at innovativemedicine.com, and tons of information. I'm all about empowerment. I understand people don't get this, you know, so much right now. And they need their hands held a little bit to understand, what is energy medicine? What does he mean by this? What does he mean by holistic therapies? So we put a ton of articles, information, videos, everything we can up to start to, you know, empower people with the right information so they understand what is out there, what is best for them again, and how they can reclaim not just their health, but true optimized well-being, mind, body, spirit, inside out, look great, feel great, be happy. That's what health is about. And I know we're on the same mission to help people really reclaim that. So that's why I'm always so happy to, you know, connect with you and talk about these things.
Always an absolute pleasure. You have no idea how excited I was for this call with you. I'm sure it's come through in this episode. So make sure you check out Casper's podcast. Our episode will be coming out at some point too, which is great, where we have another fun deep dive. But thanks everybody for tuning in. This was really fun and exciting. We got to answer a couple live questions. Be sure to subscribe to the Rachel Varga official Facebook page, YouTube channel, and don't forget to hit the bell notification so that you know when I go live next. Check out some of my recent research publications over at rachelvarga.ca and ways that you can work with me as well. Use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your call with me as a thank you so much for spending your time hanging out with minds like Casper and I. And clearly you are resonating with us. Thank you for that analogy, like attracts like, and we have a synergistic effect with everything around us. All right, everybody. Thanks again, Casper. The pleasure was completely mine having you back on the show. And
thank you, Rachel. Day, everybody. Always a pleasure.
Bye, everybody.